Good morning.
Good morning.
I bring you greetings in Jesus' name. It's a joy and a privilege to be here this morning and to worship together. As I got up this morning, I thought, you know, it'd be easy to stand up and complain this morning. When the house is dark and the power's off and the heat's out and all the other things, it'd be pretty easy to do. It's a lot of inconvenience. It's a lot of not-so-fun things to figure out on the fly. But then I had to think, you know, there's a lot of people in the world this morning who would probably get a lot if they had everything except electricity. If they had a place to sleep, if they had a house, if they had food that they were trying to keep from spoiling and all the other things, they would probably give a lot for that this morning. So I don't have anything to complain about this morning. I can still be grateful, and it's still a wonderful day to gather together and to worship and fellowship together as believers. This morning, we look forward to having Brother Elton with us. I'm excited to have him here to share the message with us. We look forward to that here in just a minute. I'll go through the announcements this morning, and then we'll have prayer, and we'll turn the time over to him in a little bit. I don't have a lot of announcements other than what's in your bulletins this morning. And you can see that there is no service here this evening. Next Sunday, it looks like Brother John Byler is on for the message, Lord willing, so you can start to pray for him. And we do have, next Sunday evening would be the evening for small groups as well. Ladies' Bible study will be the 19th, which is Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, at 9:30. And I believe that is here at the church. So ladies' Bible study on Thursday, and that is open to all of you as ladies. I don't know what goes on, but I'm sure it's a good time for that. You can look in your bulletin there. You can see some of the dates laid out. We've been over these several different times already. Wednesday night, March the 18th, that is this Wednesday night, is council meeting, as well as taking voice of the church for ordination. That is coming up the end of April. So I would encourage you to spend some time in prayer. Spend some time thinking ahead and preparing for that. And we did not talk about a time. I think we'll say 7 o'clock, if that seems to work for people. We'll say 7 o'clock on Wednesday night for council meeting, preparatory service, voice of the church, those different things. Communion is coming April the 3rd, which is on Good Friday evening. So you can prepare for that as well. April the 1st, which is Wednesday evening, just before that, we are still planning a members meeting. So I'll open it up again. If any of you as committees have anything you'd like to talk about or bring up in that meeting, let me know, and we can make a slot on the agenda for that. And then we are planning Easter. I'll just say an Easter service. I think Ryan is working on some of the details, but planning that for April the 5th, which is Easter Sunday morning. So I think that'll be a good time together as well. Church cleaning is Roger and Vi. Our missionaries in Belize for Paul and Darlene and for Kyle. Can I have some volunteers to reach out to Paul and Darlene throughout this next week? In the back, thank you. And for Kyle as well in Belize. Thank you. Appreciate that. I think that is all that I have from this side. I'll open it up to you as a church. If you have any announcements or anything you would like to talk about this morning. All right. I guess not. It's a quiet crowd this morning. That's all right. I do know probably at the end of the service during our sharing time, we plan to have a special prayer for Mose. As far as I know, is surgery still on for Tuesday, right? Okay. Mose is going to have, I don't know, is it open heart surgery or did you just say heart surgery? But anyway, on Tuesday, Mose is scheduled for surgery to replace some valves and I think clear some blockage as well in his heart. So we will have a special time of prayer for that during our sharing time. All right. I think that's all I have. Brother Elton, if you would want to come up front, we'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll turn the time over to him for the message this morning. Would you all stand? Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning. We thank you and we praise you for your goodness and for your faithfulness to us. God, I just pray that you would be with Brother Elton as he brings us the message this morning. Would you just anoint his lips, give him clarity of speech, and God, I just pray that our hearts and our minds would be open and receptive to your word this morning. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.